So you studied at UCT, then you went to Oxford. Where did the idea for the book come about?
The idea of the book came from my time spent at University of Cape Town, because I was studying with just amazing people. When you're, I mean, University of Cape Town, as I'm sure the listeners of this would already know, is an incredible university. It's one of the best in the continent. It's the oldest in South Africa. So you're finding yourself going to school with the grandchildren of Nobel Prize winners and the children of heads of state. And these people were just my friends. These were people I hung out with. We shared flats with. We went, you know, we had study events together. Like, these are people who became really good friends of mine. And so when I came, I saw this really beautiful and positive image of what, you know, certainly South Africa is different from many other African countries, but I got a positive view of an African nation by coming to South Africa. And when I left, and when I went to go to Oxford now, I actually was still missing South Africa. And and certainly I think the book came to head when I left, when I came back to the United States. And I would speak so much about my amazing experience in South Africa and these amazing friends I still had. And people were surprised. People still had a very outdated view of, like, all of Africa, which was kind of crazy to me. And whenever I would speak positively about South Africa, people would always have something to say that was not positive. And I realized it's not because they're bad people. It's because they really just don't know. There's not enough projects like this out there that talk about positive viewpoints on of South Africa, of any African country. We don't see, by and large, we don't see much content at all talking about Africa in a positive way, certainly from a young perspective. And so I just seemed to be, I don't know, just in a good position to do it. I had a strong media background and publishing contacts already, and I had studied at UCT. I just seemed to be in the midst of all these things that made it work.
Tell me about your involvement with the book with Danya.
I used to work with a hip-hop web portal, so my thing was advancing South African hip-hop music, and somehow along the line we got connected, and it's been a friendship ever since, for more than 5 years, I would say.
Okay, so what was it about the idea of the book that appealed to you that you wanted to get involved?
I think for me, you know, being South African, and I love, like, I'm a worldly person, you know, but I find it annoying wherever I go in the world, people have misconceptions about South Africa and Africa. So with Danya being American, I was like, this is a perfect, you know, ideal situation to actually reach out to people across the world and also back to my own community and basically, you know, whether it's cultural awareness, whether, you know, there's so many different awarenesses that we need as individuals in our lives. So working with Danya and the book, it was just a natural part of, I would say, my progression.
Now, you know, I'm quite interested in people that take photos or people that represent things visually, because for me, the visuals that I've seen quite often in international magazines or on TV of Africa are so one-dimensional.
Yes.
How do you intend to bring out a different side of Africa visually?
You know, I like to focus on the daily things that touches the daily lives of South Africa, you know, and, you know, I love culture. I love that South Africa is so multicultural. And, you know, Danya was just making a comment earlier this week. She went to a photo exhibition in New York. And, you know, it was the same images, poor African people, you know, the same images as being spread. And we're like, no, we don't want that. You know, we want to show the middle class. We want to show the rich. We want to show poor. We want to show everybody in South Africa, all races, all cultures. And that is basically going to be what my focus will be in terms of the photography side of things.
I'm sure you've got the idea of the complete book, what it'll look like, you know, and what kind of an impact it'll make on people. What happens once the book has been published? I mean, where does the book go?
I think the first thing is it's an international project, so I want it to begin to shift international viewpoints. And the second thing in terms of where it physically goes, we want to ensure that it gets into schools. So that was an objective early on, very early on. I visited with African Leadership Academy, and I think it was May or June of 2009, and spoke to them about it and other places as well. So we want to make sure that kids in schools and in youth programs get access to a book like this as well.
So where can people find out more about you and the book and what you do and send you emails or whatever?
Yes, people can connect with me in a few ways. The first, they can go to my blog. My blog is DaniaSteele.com. It's Dania like D as in David, D A N like Nancy, Y A S T E E L E.com. That's Dania Steele. They can connect with me on Twitter, which is probably one of the more fun ways to connect, because I'm on Twitter more than I'm even on my blog, it seems. And on Twitter, I'm just, that's how we met. So it's twitter.com/DaniaSteele. So that's how you find me on Twitter. I'm on Facebook as well, so you can just search my name and add me there.